Today's readings are talking about the identity of Christ. And he asked this question to the apostles, who do the crowds say that I am? And that's the question of, what do you know about Jesus? If we ask ourselves, what do you know about Jesus? But the Lord doesn't want to stay only in knowledge. He wants to have an experience in our lives. And that's why he asked the second question, and that's the most important questions that we can ask ourselves, not once in a while, but every single day. Who do you say that Jesus is? Because the answer to that question is going to shape your life. It's going to prepare you for what is coming. And the identity of Jesus is closely connected to the cross. We cannot separate Jesus from the cross. Because that's what he revealed himself. Who do you say that I am? Peter, you are the Christ of God. You are the anointed one. And Jesus did not, even though that's true, he didn't just stop there. He said, the Son of Man will suffer greatly. He will die, and on the third day will rise. So, and our identity has to be as close to Christ, and that is the cross. That's why he said at the end, to all, take up your cross daily and follow me. Because as Christians, that's what we do. Or at least that's what we need to do, is to embrace the crosses that the Lord has given us. Sometimes as Christian Catholics, we use the cross in many ways. Every time we're going to pray, we sign ourselves. We put crosses on our bodies. We put crosses in our cars and our homes. But sometimes we don't really understand the meaning of the cross for us personally. Some Christians pray to the Lord, Lord, I love you as long as you don't give me any troubles in my life. Lord, I'm going to Mass, I'm going to follow the commandments, I'm going to do all of this as long as I don't have an illness or something to deal negatively in my life. And when they suffer, they have something, a cross to bear, they immediately run away. We want to go to heaven, but we forget that we need to go through the cross first. Jesus suffered, he died, and the cross, and rose from the dead. And we ought to do the same. If we want to be in the resurrection of Christ, we cannot forget that we need to go first through the cross. And that's what the responsibility of these parents and godparents had for Hudson. They ran away already, but there you go, she's in the corner. But it's the first thing that we did with the child after we welcomed that child into the church was to mark him with the sign of the cross. We claim him for Christ with the sign of the cross. And that's what he needs to learn. He needs to learn to love the cross, because through that cross is the resurrection to come. The cross is not the end, but is the means to go to heaven. As you know, after 4 years of being at Cabrini, you have heard me talk about my grandparents often and how they love each other and hate each other at the same time. I don't know how that worked for them, but they got married until they both died. And my grandfather used to tease my grandmother, saying that she was his cross. And he always teased her for that. She didn't like it at all. But one day she was in a store and she saw a little cross with her name on it. And she bought it. And she gave it to my grandfather and said, here is your cross. My grandfather, who is a very passive-aggressive man, every time that they used to fight, He will carry the cross. He will show the cross to my grandmother, kind of to point that I'm suffering because of you. After 4 years, in the 4 years that I've been Abba Cabrini, you have been my cross. Not like my grandfather used to tell to my grandmother, but the real meaning of the cross. The cross that brings us closer to Christ. As a priest, I have the privilege to talk to many of you or to see you in many aspects of life, and somehow we know the crosses that you carry. And sometimes I complain about my little crosses, and when I see the crosses that you carry, it gives me the strength. Because many of you carry very heavy crosses, and still you carry that because of the love that you have for Christ. And you have been a great witness of what the cross is all about. In the sufferings and pains, we know that there are nothing compared to what awaits us for us in Christ. So thank you for the witness that you have done in these 4 years that I've been here. Because at the end of the gospel, the Lord says to all, carry up your cross and follow me. The cross, we cannot carry it by ourselves. We need Christ's strength, of course, but we need the community to help us carry our daily crosses. And I think at San Francis Cabrini, I have witnesses that sometimes we help each other carry our crosses in many deep, meaningful ways. And that's why I've been so privileged to be here at San Francis Cabrini. Because you are a great witness of being together and be witness to that cross and the resurrection to come. The first reading says, they will look at the one who has been pierced. That's the Lord and the cross. And Thomas says, I will not believe until I put my hands in his side. And the Lord gave him that opportunity. And then Thomas was able to say, my Lord and my God. Every time we look at the cross, hopefully we are able to say like Thomas, my Lord and my God. So let us pray that the Lord may help us and give us the strength to carry the daily crosses that he has given us, that we may recognize the redemptive power of the daily cross that we carry, that we may have meaning in the sufferings that the crosses that we carry may help us to achieve heaven, that the Lord may increase our faith, that to recognize that all the sufferings in the world cannot be compared to the wonderful things that we are going to enjoy in heaven. The cross is not a selfish thing. I carry my cross so I go to heaven. The question is, how can I help others carry their crosses that we may go up to heaven? Let us ask ourselves every single day, who is Christ for me? And hopefully we are able to say with Peter and Thomas, you are the Christ of God, my Lord and my God.